RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1. Gator with you today. Doug will be back on Monday's show. Do have Kang and Corbin behind the glass. And we got the discussion took another turn at the end there. We were talking about, you know, the Philip Rivers being pulled from the game at the end of the game for a Hail Mary pass because he just doesn't have the arm strength anymore to throw it 50 yards down the field in the way that they wanted to. So they put Riley Leonard in there. So we asked people how many people still think they could throw 50 yards or could you ever throw it 50 yards? We took 10 texts. Eight of the 10 texts said no. And one of them was absolutely sure they could do it. And then there was another one that said, yeah, I think I can do it. Which I was impressed with because people did some self-reflection there and I think they were being pretty honest with it. It's not easy to do. And with an NFL regulation size football, it's really not easy to do. If you've ever, I don't know how many people have had the opportunity to grip an NFL football. It's not the same. It's difficult. I'd like to see if I could still get it done. I was able to get it done 6 years ago, the last time I threw one. And so was Doug, by the way. We both were able to get it to 50. I think we both threw like 52 yards. Love to see if we can still do it, but not sure if that's going to be possible anymore. But then the last call we took just before the top of the hour, he said, what about guys that still think they can throw 80? And Ken, you and I both like, what? I don't know how many guys think they can throw 80 miles an hour, but I don't think it's many. Like, unless you played high school baseball and you were like the ace of your staff on the high school baseball team, throwing 80 miles an hour is not an easy thing to do. Although with coaching and instruction is better now, and they actually are teaching you how to methods to increase your velocity. But even so, it's difficult to do, man. I mean, really difficult to do. I think back to my high school team, I think we had one guy, maybe two guys that could get above 80. But that's really difficult. I said, there's no correlation, by the way. I could throw the hell out of a football when I was younger. And I could not throw a baseball.
Oh, there isn't. Have you ever seen C.J. Stroud throw a baseball?
No.
Oh, God, look it up. Is it C.J. Stroud, an NFL, current NFL quarterback who's young and good, can obviously throw a football. You would think he could throw a baseball as well. He cannot.
All right, let's take a look at this.
That's C.J. Stroud.
Well, yeah, it's odd watching him play catch. He's just kind of like a quick flip. That's somebody that obviously probably did not grow up playing baseball.
Yeah, he doesn't have the technique, the form down, all that stuff. Maybe if he was coached or taught, he'd be able to, but just naturally, he doesn't throw it well.
It's humbling when you see that. But no, there's no correlation. Like I said, I could throw the hell out of a football when I was younger, but I could not throw a baseball any faster than 67 miles an hour. At least that's what it was clocked at at the Polish Fair at St. Mary's.
Oh, yeah, that's legit, the Polish Fair?
Yeah.
I've heard about them.
Yeah.
I think Next Gen Stats uses Polish Fair.
They should. Numbers. They should. The gun there was running a little hot. It's 67. It was the best I could do. The funny thing was you got like three throws. Your first two, you would see how fast you'd throw it. And the third one, they would say, okay, now how fast do you think the next one's going to be? And if you're within 2 miles an hour, you get a prize. I threw each one of them the same speed. And I was trying so hard. When it got done, like my arm was hanging a little lower because I totally threw it out. 67 is the best I could do. But throwing a football is different. I just thought it was interesting that the guy's like, how many still think you can throw 80? None. Like, if you're over the age of 40 and you think you can still throw the ball 80 miles an hour, unless you played like big time college baseball or in the majors where you played minor league baseball, I don't think there's any shot. Call me crazy. Paul is on a cell phone. Welcome to 97.1. Hey, Paul.
What's up, guys? Listen, I could throw it every bit of 50 inches. I guarantee it. Or I could boot it 50 inches. How about that? Hey, I cannot believe how many Olympic qualifiers we have in this area that are calling. This is crazy. This is
great. Well, it's not that many. Actually, I was impressed that there were only 2 out of 10 that thought that they could throw a football 50.
There shouldn't be one. There shouldn't be a single one. But anyway, I digress. Listen, real quick. I was up in the park this past summer, and I'm going to try to wrap this up quick. This dude was over there, and he's got kids gathered around him. And I'm saying kids, they're in their teens, you know, mid-teens. I'm not paying that close. I don't know. 8 or 10 of them. And they're huddled around, and he's got a football. And he's just kind of rolling his arm, you know, doing a 360 windmill with his arm. And he's a dude, he's in his 40s. I'm imagining it this anyway. I'm sitting there, I'm pushing my daughter on the swing. And all of a sudden, they scatter. They're all flying the same direction because he's going to throw them this ball. So I'm paying attention, but they're not. They're going, and they're going, they're going. I'm like, well, this guy isn't even going to throw the ball to them. He's messing with them. All of a sudden, he just turns and doesn't, like, gallop and do the, you know, like, put all of his motion into it. He flicks this ball. And I'm telling you, this thing was up in the orbit, and it was going so far. I'm like, oh, my God.
Who was it? Was it a baseball player?
Dude, I don't know.
Oh, but check it's just some out. Random dude?
This ball is just going and going. It went so far that when these guys hooked around, and like, you know, and they're way out there. And when they turned around to curl to kind of line up, it went over all of their heads still. And I'm like, you got to be kidding. I turn and look at the guy like, who is this? I look to the right, and he's passing a blunt from his buddy.
Oh, boy. So he's got that going on for him. Hey, thanks for the call. Just some rando in a park that was able to throw a baseball.
We sure caller Paul wasn't part of the circle
I'm
there.
I'm not sure. I think that Paul may have been, you know, pass puffs.
Yeah,
I think Paul was taking a hit, maybe, perhaps. Although maybe not while he's, you know, got his daughter on the swing there, Kang. Come on. Be fair about that.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah, let's hope that's not the case. Bob is in Troy. Welcome to 97.1. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. I can take two Major League Baseballs in my right hand, and you're going to laugh at me, and I can throw it to two different people 50 yards, and they could be 20 yards from each other side to side, 30 yards from behind each other, and they will not have to move. I can throw two baseballs. I don't know how, but I do it. I used to coach a little bit, and I'd have two outfielders out there, and I was like, I'm tired of throwing one ball, and I figured out how to throw two with one hand.
And you still think you can do that?
Oh, absolutely. I do it with my son. I'm 62. He's 23. I could take him and his buddy out to the park, and I could throw two baseballs with one hand. I don't know how. I just do it. And
50
you
yards
really
or 50 feet?
50 yards.
So 150 feet.
50 feet?
Well, saying 50 yards with a baseball, two baseballs, yeah. One hand, one throw to two guys that could be 20 yards apart from each other, and they don't have to move. These are your words. 20, I just want to clarify.
20 yards away. They could be 30 yards from right to left, 30 yards from back to front, and I can figure out how to throw them a ball 50 yards.
Bob, have you ever filmed this before or no?
No, but I was at one of my kids' soccer games.
Bob, how do you have this ability? This is something crazy, right? I mean, the guys behind the glass
well,
are not
it would
like,
be,
this is crazy.
You'd probably laugh
no,
at
I,
me. But...
And I am a little bit because if you have this ability, this uncanny ability to throw.
It's not uncanny.
I think it's uncanny.
Simple.
I've never once heard of this. Where you can
I'll tell
throw,
you what.
I'm trying to explain to our audience here what it exactly is you're doing here. Two balls in one hand. Let's assume you're right-handed. And you
two
throw,
major league baseballs yes. in one hand.
And you throw and both you balls separate. At the same time, and
yes.
you can throw it 50 yards to two different people yes. with the same throw, And they could be 20 yards apart from each other. Or 10 yards or 30 yards.
They could be 30 or 40 yards separated.
And you have the accuracy. You can change the grip based on how accurate you want to be or based on where these guys are going to be out there to catch it. You can do this. And you haven't filmed this?
I'll give you my kid's number.
No, I don't need a number. I'm trying to help you out, Bob.
You need to help me.
I need to help you out. Because here's the thing. It's a moneymaker. If you could do this and put this out there on Instagram and have your son put it on the gram or on TikTok, do you know how many views this would get?
You could give me 5 minutes in your parking lot at 97.1.
I don't need this. Bob, this is your moneymaker. This is you.
I don't need to make money. Money's nothing. I'm just telling you, I have this, uncanny ability to throw.
I'm telling you, it's an uncanny ability. And I wish your son would recognize this. Video this.
Oh, he knows.
Right. Tell him to put it on the phone. Tell him Gator said put this on the phone and then put it on the gram.
When I was doing it at soccer practice one time, the parents were coming by and going, where in the hell did you learn how to do that?
Right.
I said, I just did it.
So you understand what I'm saying. Everybody thinks this is ridiculous until they see it. And even then, they're going to be like, I don't believe it. Get it on video. Yeah. Let's go.
And it's not 50 feet. I can do a 50 yards.
50 yards, you say.
It'll hit them.
And
then
this video, Kang, am I wrong? This video would be incredible.
Video. We need the video.
You have two kids there, like 10 yards apart. How about 20 apart? They move 20 apart. How about 30 apart? And you do it. It's amazing.
I'll get my kid and one of his buddies out in their midst in the snow, and I'll throw with a hardcore snowball baseballs as hard as they are.
No, they got to be baseballs. You said baseballs. Do it.
No, that's what I'm saying. They will be hard baseballs because of the cold, and I'll throw it to each of them at the same time wherever they're standing.
That's what we're saying. Get this done. Like put it on video.
Hey, you remember King of His Court?
Do I remember King of His Court?
Yeah, the guy with four softball players, and he beat everybody, and then only had four players. It was like a Detroit phenomenon. I mean, you're in your 50s, Gator. You should know what the King of His Court
I don't remember
is.
That, but I'm telling you right now, talk to your son. Film this.
This needs to be on TikTok.
This needs to be on TikTok.
The most amazing part, Gator, might be he doesn't even know how he does it.
He said, I just figured it out.
He throws it and it just goes.
And now he's telling me that he can teach us in the parking lot. He can teach us how to do it. I'm like, don't teach us. Just do it. Get this out there.
Red Panda's got competition.
Red Panda has competition. Honestly, would you like to see this at halftime?
Absolutely.
Yes. Bob doesn't know what he's got here. This is a gold mine. An absolute gold mine.
20 yards, 30 yards, 40 yards apart.
Right.
50 yards deep.
Like you could combine it with Red Panda. You could have like somebody on a unicycle with a bunch of, you know,
he would win America's Got Talent. This would be like an act in Vegas.
Oh my God, come on. Do you not recognize this?
Simon would love this.
Right. Thanks, Corbin. Yeah.
That is absolutely the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. I want you to do it again. It's a pass for me. Is it Heidi? Anyways, Heidi Klum, is that the show that she's on? Yeah. She's like, you can have me. Take me now. Take me now, Bob. I never thought that this was possible. Wow.
You can take her from 50 yards away.
20 yards apart. Look at that. Oh!
It's Simon 20 yards here.
Sometimes
yards
somebody comes up with this, what started off as a humble brag about their athletic ability. Top that, people. You got anything that's crazy like that? I want to hear it. 248-539-9797. You want to just text it in? That's fine, too. But I am telling you, Kang, we did not expect that.
Not on my bingo card today.
Not on the bingo card today. Dude claims he can throw two baseballs at the same time accurately to two different people 50 yards downfield, if you will. And those people can be 10 feet apart, 10 yards apart, 20 feet apart, 20 yards apart, whatever it is. He can throw them with the same arm at the same time and hit both people and they wouldn't have to move. This is 97.1. Hey, got a quick question for you.
quite a reaction to caller Bob's claim. I'm seeing this on Twitch. You guys are great on Twitch. I love the Twitch crowd. Bob's claim was that he can take two baseballs in one hand, throw them at the same time, and not only throw them 50 yards, he said, which ends up being 150 feet by my math, not only be able to throw it 150 feet, which if you need a little math education on that, that's throwing a ball halfway down the line, the right field line, from home plate. All right? If it's 300 feet to the corner, you're throwing it halfway down the right field line, just so you understand what 150 feet is. But not only does it go 150 feet, each ball goes 150 feet. He claims that each ball will be thrown accurately to two different people waiting to catch the ball, no matter if they're 10 feet apart or 20 feet apart or 30 feet apart. That's Bob's claim, and I thought, well, that's absolutely ridiculous. Bob was insistent. He says, you can talk to my son. And we said, well, wait a minute. Bob, you got to put this on video out there. I don't need to put on video. Like, yeah, you do. We're trying to help you out. And I sincerely am trying to help him out. If this is what you got, if this is your crazy skill, people need to see it. We need to talk about it. This would go viral so fast. Oh, my God.
This would be like, remember that video the quarterback could throw with both arms? I don't even know if it was real or not, but that went viral, right? Because it's amazing.
Kicklicious.
And I think to me, the most amazing part is Bob claimed himself he doesn't know how he does it. So does he just, did the balls just find their target on its own?
I don't know. Just one day he's just throwing, took two baseballs in one hand and decided to throw it. And like they ended up splitting pretty evenly and he threw it down. Like, wait a minute. Like, I'm on to something here. Hold on.
Wait, why did he even try this?
I'm going to workshop this. I can throw the ball pretty far, and there's two balls at the same time being thrown by the same hand, and they're pretty close together. Wait a second. Can I? You guys get out there. I want two guys to catch these balls. And then he throws it again. And the guys are like, I didn't have to move, Pop. I was right there. I didn't have to move. You hit me right here. Why don't you guys move apart by 10 feet? Why don't you move apart by another 10 feet? And he still gets it done. This has to go viral. Put it out there. 100% put it out there. I just don't understand. We got some, a lot of people on the Twitch stream have some ideas. Sign to the Tigers. Yeah, don't see why not. Thug Aim says, this guy rules. I bet he crushes Miller Lights. Probably. Everybody wants video. Everybody says they're ready. We need video. It doesn't mean anything unless we see the video. Are we sure they're baseballs? Stingray asks. Yes, he said. He said baseballs. He said he'd do it right now. Even though the baseballs would be hard because it'd be cold. This guy is... I want this video. I want this to be true. Because I think it's incredible.
I also enjoyed how when you said it's uncanny of him to do that, he tried to downplay it. And it's like, no, it's not. Like he knows other people that can do it out there.
Right, he's like, I can teach. Well, his thing and him being humble was, I could teach you how to do it. Like, I don't. This is not my thing. Keep that to yourself. This is a money making endeavor. Risa says that Gator already regrets asking. I do not. I do not regret asking in the least. I think this is an amazing talent he's got. I guess, yeah, there's some others that are maybe inappropriate, so I'm not going to go through those. But I think this is great. Absolutely great. Apparently we got some texts coming in on this one too. Or we can ask for texts is what we're doing. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. And look, if you've got a crazy ability like this, what's the other crazy ability that you have? I mean, this is just one gem we've got out there that I never expected to hear. I've got $100 says he couldn't hit one guy with one ball from 50 yards without him having to move, Dan and Celine. See, Bob, this is the thing. You take a $100 bet from everybody. You know, everybody wants it. You want to bet? Let's go. make $100 a pop like that. I know money doesn't mean anything to you, but just saying. I can line up four soccer balls in a line on the ground, kick all four at the same time, and hit four different people half a mile away. All right. Stop that. I got $1,000. Says Paul can't throw a single baseball on target 50 yards. All right. Was it Paul? Was Bob? Paul was the previous guy, right? Paul was the one that had his daughter in the park where the guy just threw the ball and it just disappeared. Bob was the guy we just talked to, right?
Bob was the guy we just talked to.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we have that distinction. This is Bob we're talking about. How does Bob do this while holding two bottles of liquor that are empty? Bill from Wayne. Stop that. No. I believe Bob believes. Kang, am I right on that statement? I believe that Bob believes.
I definitely believe Bob believes.
That's why we need the video.
Breaking news. Bob just called back in. Obviously, we can't put him back on air, but he said within the next couple days, he will record a video and send it to you guys.
That's how it works. That's how it happens. That's how it happens. Thank you, Bob. I believe in him. I believe in him. I'm dying to see this. Absolutely dying to see this.
Bob's going to be on Good Morning America soon. This is going to go viral, man.
Or the morning show with Channel 4.
He'll take any morning show. Dude.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do we have to worry about a potential AI moment, though?
No. Absolutely not. We should probably talk to Colthrip. You know? Rhonda Walker.
Kim well, well let's see the video first and see, you know.
Well, right, we should probably pre-screen.
Yes.
Right. Do our vetting out process. I think it's amazing. I can't wait to see it. And Bob, thank you for taking the time to make the video with your son, and let's get this out there because that's just great. Bill is in Berkeley. Welcome to 97.1. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Gator. How are you doing today?
All right, Bill.
All right. I just wanted I played minor league baseball, and I can throw a baseball, like 85, close to 90 miles an hour, but for some reason – a football, maybe it's too big for my hand or whatever, but I could never throw a ball 50 yards. That would be impossible for me. But
I'm glad to hear that. That's like, cause for me, I could throw the football, but I couldn't throw a baseball hard at all.
Right, yeah. See, that's the difference. I don't know what the difference is. Maybe it's the size of your hand. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
That last story about that, John, I have a hard time with that.
Well, that's why we asked for the video. And thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 248-539-9797. We're going to hear what Dan Campbell had to say about Kelvin Shepard, the defensive coordinator. Also, he had some thoughts on Jared Goff that he wanted to get out there and make it very clear, and I think that's awesome. And we'll hear from Jared Goff coming up at 1:30 as well as we continue here on 97.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
7-1. Welcome back to Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Taking your calls and texts at the same number, 248-539-9797. Paul's in Shelby. Paul, welcome to 97.1.
Great show as always. Thank you for taking my call. I would like to see this happen. I'd pay to see it. And I did see the king in his court. He pitched well into his 60s. He threw the ball underhanded over 100 miles an hour. And also I saw Andy Barapapa, a bowler in the Detroit area, throw the ball with both hands and do a lot of trick bowling. So maybe he can, but I'd like to see it if he can, because I played a lot of sports. So maybe you could elaborate on that.
You know, that's not, I mean, and thanks for the call. The idea sounds so bizarre that, of course, you say, okay, yeah, prove it. And the guy had full conviction. So I think he thinks he can do it. I want to see it because I think it's an amazing trick. When you watch guys do like trick shots with the golf ball, I'm always amazed at those guys. Like these guys, hey, if they want to draw it, they can draw it. If they want to fade it, can fade it, throw it up in the air, they can hit it. And, you know, it doesn't matter. They're just amazing. And I always say, well, why aren't those guys on tour? Because it's different doing that just for fun as opposed to doing that when there's pressure on and all that. There's no pressure for Bob. Bob's just going to go out with his kid, and kid's going to get a friend, and they're going to stand out 150 feet away, and he's going to show us. And I can't wait to see it. I think it's amazing. Anyway, moving on to the Detroit Lions. Dan Campbell, Lions head coach, was on this morning. With Costa, and Stoney was in for Jansen, and talked about a bunch of different things. But when it comes to the defensive coordinator, Calvin Shepard has come under some fire here because of the collapse the Lions have had over the last few weeks, and defensively they just haven't been able to get things done. When it was unable to stop the run against Pittsburgh. They gave up a ton of yards in the previous four games leading up to the Vikings game, averaging like 457 yards or something like that, given up defensively per game. And, you know, in the end, the Vikings beat the Lions, I think in large part because of the offensive inefficiencies, not the defense. Nonetheless, Dan Campbell was asked about Calvin Shepard. So it's Dan Campbell defending his guy, and I'm not sure if that means that Shep's definitely coming back as a DC or not. They got another game against the Bears, and it's going to be a hell of a test to stop the Bears' offense, particularly with all the injuries that they have on defense. It's tough enough to begin with, but then you throw that you don't have your safeties there, and you're starting like your fourth and fifth safeties, and you're without your top corner and all this. There's a lot going on defensively that the Lions are going to have to try to overcome. And it's a tough task, and I recognize that. And I'm still not certain that the Lions have to move on from the defensive coordinator and find somebody else to fill that position. I'm open to the discussion. I think it's interesting. I heard Mike Vellini talking yesterday about his scenario where he thinks the Lions should go after Brian Flores, who is the defensive coordinator of the Vikings, who is very heralded. But his contract is up. So he effectively becomes a free agent on the market after Sunday. And it's interesting. Flores is probably not going to get head coaching gigs, but because his contract is up, he can make the lateral move and go anywhere he wants. Would he want to stay in Minnesota? Or would he want to move elsewhere? Does he want to come to Detroit? Would Detroit be interested? I think that's an interesting name to bring up because he is a very highly thought after and thought of, I should say, defensive coordinator. The other thing Dan Campbell said this morning that we thought was interesting, Jim Costa couldn't even get the words out of his mouth when he was trying to set up a question about Jared Goff. And Dan Campbell, I think, is clear after this cut. And I think this should, and Ken, we agree, this should put things to bed when it comes to Jared Goff and his future here with the Detroit Lions. Here's what Dan Campbell had to say. And there it is. So anybody that has thoughts that, that they should move on, it's not going to happen. So stop. You know, we don't need to go down that road. It's just not going to happen. This isn't a Stafford situation where he's not asking to go anywhere. This team has had success under Jared Goff. He's been very good for this team, despite all the problems that the offensive line has provided this year. Jared Goff has had an outstanding season. Not going to judge him based on what happened against the Vikings. Because if you're going to throw all that on him and not look at the real picture there, which was the offensive line and the tight ends not blocking and the running backs not getting the job done, it was an entire breakdown offensively. But look at the season as a whole. Having to work with seemingly a different offensive line every game, it felt that way. And yet the numbers were pretty insane. The Lions only committed 8 turnovers prior to that game all season long. And they committed 6 turnovers in the same game. It was one of these statistical anomalies. It's one of these games that you just can't explain what the hell happened. It just happened. But Jared Goff is the quarterback of this team. Certainly for the next 2 seasons, in 26 and in 27. At that point, there's the ability, if you want to get out, you can. I suspect at some point they're going to try to rework the contract to free up some money to sign some other players or to free up some room. But we'll wait and see when that happens. But in the meantime, he ain't going anywhere. So it's a non-starter conversation on the show when it comes to Goff. The defensive side, the defensive coordinator, I think that's interesting because it's, you know, I think Dan Campbell would like to see what Shep can do with another year. But I'm not sure he's going to get that. Or if he does, if it falters early, does he pull the plug early on it? I don't know. But they have options for sure as the defensive coordinator moves on, what they want to do. They want to move on with him or not. I'm still undecided what has to happen there. I think it's awfully tough to judge him and the defense based on losing all pro safeties halfway through the season. At least losing Kirby Joseph halfway through the season and then losing Brian Branch, 4 weeks ago, which you can look at the slide, the 3-game slide happens when Brian Branch goes out too. If Brian Branch plays one of the last 3 games, Lions are winning one of those games. And they're still talking about a playoff possibility. A flawed team for sure, but it would still be a playoff team. That's just not the case right now. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number, same number to text if you'd like to get your voice heard that way. We'll continue here on 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So we're kind of reacting to what Dan Campbell had to say this morning on the morning show with a couple of different things, one really more than the other. It sounds like he's putting to bed any idea or thought that that Jared Goff is not the guy. Don't say that to Dan Campbell. Don't say that to Dan Campbell. He completely believes in Jared Goff and that Jared Goff is the guy. He says he's a stud, one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And I back him up on that. I think Jared Goff is great. He's not perfect. We all know about the lack of mobility, but to me, that's it. he checks every other box. And look at what he's done this season. Statistically, he's been great this season. And with what? A makeshift offensive line that has been horrible at times? I think the reason this team did not make the playoffs this year, I think there's two things that torpedoed the Lions season. I think the offensive line torpedoed the Lions season, and that starts in the offseason with Frank Ragnow retiring. And then I think it just ended up being the loss of the safeties on defense. Like, they were still able to win games halfway through the season, and then Kirby Joseph goes down, and that's hard. And then it was win, lose, win, lose. But then they lost Brian Branch on top of that. And since they lost Brian Branch, it's lose, lose, lose with the game looming on Sunday. They could very well finish with a four-game losing streak, and that coincides with Brian Branch being hurt for the year as well. So I don't put that on Jared Goff. I think Goff is it's I think what Goff has done has been great. You go back a few years when the offensive line was great. They got to the NFC Championship game. And at that time, there were injuries on the defensive side in that game. And there were missteps that happened in that game, offensively and defensively. And it really is unfortunate because that was like a magical season. 12-5, win the division, win two playoff games. You're playing in the NFC Championship game. You have the lead. It's a fourth down play, and you convert it. Well, you had the right play called, and the receiver drops the ball. And then there's a handful of other, less than a handful. There's like three other plays that happened all in a quick sequence that destroyed the Lions' chances. And it was really unfortunate because it was a great season. And last year, they go 15-2, but we know it was a lot of it was done with some smoke and mirrors to get to the 15 wins based on the entire defense being hurt. And then you get to a playoff game, and it's a shootout against Washington, and eventually the offense just didn't get it done. Jared Goff did not have his best game, clearly, and the defense just couldn't get things done either. And there are some specific plays there that rub you the wrong way. And then you have this season where you start the year off with a whole different offensive line, and it's not the same team, not even close. They need to fix the offensive line in the offseason. Clearly, they have to fix the offensive line. They need to figure out if Tate Ratledge is going to play right guard or is he going to be a center. They need to know if Frank Ragnow is going to come back and play or not. They need to know if Taylor Decker is going to come back and play or is he going to call it a career because in a fabulous career. Is he going to say, yeah, enough, my body's just done? And it wouldn't surprise me in the least if that happens. And if it does, take your hat off to him and say, he had a great career. And what that would do is create a problem at tackle. Not at left tackle, because I think you move Sewell over to the left side. But it creates a problem at right tackle. And this is where the tough part comes. Can they do the evaluation on the players that they have without having seen them play this year? Because there were so many of them that didn't play this year. So the offensive line, they got to fix that. Go into the offseason with an idea of free agents they need to target. Go into the draft with, once you know what you have free agent wise, then you know for sure what you're looking for in the draft. Although we know Brad Holmes just drafts players. He doesn't necessarily look for need. But at some point, I think you have to make that switch when you've got a team that's ready to roll. And I think that's where the Lions kind of were. Are they still there? They got work to do now. Now they got real work to do. And the secondary, it's going to be real work to do. Kirby Joseph dealing with a chronic injury. Never going to get better. And Brian Branch going to be gone for probably half the season, maybe more. And that's just at safety. They got a lot to replace, a lot to shore up. There's a big list, but a lot of teams have a big list. And despite that big list, this team was that close to making the playoffs this year. I can't believe they lost to the Vikings. I still can't believe that, Kang. Christmas Day, everything on the line, and they just couldn't get it done.
Against Max Brosmer.
I mean, Max Brosmer didn't necessarily beat them, but the Vikings as a team beat them. They caused 6 turnovers for the Lions, a team that had only committed 8 turnovers prior to that game. In the previous 15 games, they had had 8 turnovers total. They had 6 in one game. Absolutely unbelievable. I'm still a little stunned at where they're at right now on the outside looking in with this team, despite the fact that they still, you know, they had the problems with the offensive line and the secondary. But it is what it is. 248-539-9797. The telephone number. Sean is next up here at 97.1. Hey, Sean.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Sean. How are you doing?
But I'm good.
Absolutely unbelievable.
I just wanted to say again that I think that Jared Goff is the next Kirk Cousins. He's just a good regular season quarterback. But in the playoffs, he always finds a way to come up short. You know, some guys have it and some guys don't. And he's one. He doesn't have what it takes to become that next level of quarterback. And one more thing real quick. When Barry Sanders retired way after everything was done, nobody gave him a break. Everywhere he went, oh, Barry, he ought to be ashamed of himself. He's this, he's that. He's pathetic for this. Frank Ragnow did the exact same thing.
No, well, Frank's similar. I'll cut you off, Sean. Sort of did the same thing. Frank Ragnow retired, I think it was a few weeks after the draft. Barry retired on the eve of training camp. Both bad. Right? I think Barry's is worse because the timing was worse. I wish that Ragnow had let the Lions brass know prior to the draft, or you know, prior to free agency. Would have been great if they knew that they had to replace him. And that's unfortunate. But I think there's another big difference. Frank Ragnow walked away because injuries destroyed him. Barry walked away for a different reason. And when he did it, I think mattered. And it took a while before the fans forgave Barry, and now he's been back in the good graces, and everybody loves and looks back at the Barry Sanders era and very fondly. No one questions how tough Frank Ragnow is. When Frank Ragnow had to retire, people understood. And it happened a couple weeks after the draft. There's a big difference there. And as far as the comments on Goff versus Kirk Cousins are concerned, I don't think I don't think they're close. Jared Goff has won multiple playoff games. Took his team to a Super Bowl, didn't win, but he's been there. Took this team to the NFC Championship game, won the first 2 playoff games this team has seen in, you know, over 30 years at the time. So I think you're selling Jared Goff short, but that's okay because I think people that just want another quarterback are going to say that. And I think it's important what Dan Campbell had to say. Dan Campbell doesn't want another quarterback. Dan Campbell's got his quarterback. And for the next 2 years, while he's under contract, and the contract's for longer, but I think there's an out after 2 years. So after the 27 season, which is 2 seasons from now, they can make their decision on what's going to happen then. But for the next 2 years, I'm glad he's here because I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. You may not like him because he doesn't run. I got it. What does he do well? He processes the game well. He throws the ball on target. He's accurate. He can hit the deep pass. For those who don't think he can, ask the receivers if he can throw the deep pass. Maybe you're just not watching enough. He's not the perfect quarterback. He's not your prototypical quarterback. But he's got a lot of the skills that you would want in a prototypical quarterback. He just doesn't run well. It's okay. 248-539-9797. Jason is in Shelby Township. You're next up, 97.1.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Jay.
Hi, how you doing today? Just calling, touching on the Jared Goff situation, that last caller, you know, his mention about Jared Goff not being able to win in the playoffs. If I'm correct, I believe he's made it to the playoffs 4 times. A NFC Championship game loss, and a Super Bowl loss. I mean, that's not terrible, in my opinion.
Right.
You know, in addition, you know, with how beat up our offensive line was, for him to still put in those kind of numbers is just very impressive, in my opinion. To compare him to Kirk Cousins, I think, is a gross comparison. I don't think they're even similar or close.
Well, there. I will say this, and thanks for the call. We're up against the break. They're more similar than you think, but the playoff comparison is not fair, not at all. This is 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.